From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Spectrum News reports that on December 9th, former President Donald Trump spoke before the New York Young Republicans in Manhattan. The group has previously hosted far-right operative Jack Posobiec, members of an Austrian political party founded by a Nazi SS officer, and a number of U.S. and European right-wing activists, commentators, and politicians. Trump, who faces 91 felony counts from four separate state and federal probes, continued to say he will take revenge on his political enemies if he's elected president again. Trump said, and I quote, "The press refuses to say. They act like these indictments are legit. They are not legit." And with that, President Joe Biden has opened up a Pandora's box that may never let our country be the same. "That is a very bad thing that they did to me," end quote. Previously, Trump joked that he would only be a dictator on day one of his next administration. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the Public Service Commission won't decide on Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp's request for a double-digit hike in electricity and gas rates until next year. Commission spokesperson James Dinn said a decision is not likely until the second quarter of next year. Whatever the rates decided for electricity and gas will take effect on July 1, 2024. Central Hudson is asking the New York Public Service Commission to increase electric rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%. The Public Service Commission has recently criticized the utility's billing practices, citing negligence, defects, and mismanagement. Dinn said, and I quote, "As to investigation and enforcement matters, staff is reviewing and analyzing all information and evidence. There is no timeline for such discretionary enforcement matters," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Rizzo reports for News 10 that the Spotlight Theater of Hudson held a grand opening this past weekend. The movie theater on Fairpoint Avenue in Greenport used to be called the Spotlight Cinemas Hudson Movieplex 8 with different owners. Now it has been renovated. The new owners also run theaters in New York and theaters in Corning, Hornwell, and Warsaw. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.